When the evening Anchorage to Dillingham flight arrived last Saturday, Want investigator Nazrik Ney was watching closely. A confidential informant had told him that Vaughn Clark was attempting to smuggle heroin to Dillingham and might be using a female courier to do so. Ney watched as Clark's 18-year-old daughter, who was also watching the arrivals closely, approached a female passenger who'd just collected her luggage from the flight. Investigator Ney moved in, seized the luggage of 27-year-old Sherilyn Saradell until a search warrant could be obtained, but told her that she was free to go. Saradell asked if she could retrieve a few belongings from a purse before leaving, which Ney told her she was welcome to do.
When that was being done, I observed drug paraphernalia and what appeared to me to be a small amount of black tar heroin in one of the purses. And I'll stress that my observation of what was in that purse was based on her request to dump things from one purse to the next. So she kind of did that to herself.
Saradell was then arrested and taken to jail.
Another small amount of heroin was found on her person during the jail search. And then there was an employee bathroom that she had used while she was there. And after she accessed the bathroom and was in that facility, she was being observed by a female employee. But it was found that she had discarded a cellophane bundle, which ultimately contained the black tar heroin that was meant for distribution.
That was last Monday. Inside the package found in the bathroom was 6 grams of black tar heroin.
At the very least, depending on how much each dose was, whether it's 0.06 grams per dose for $100 or 0.10 or a tenth of a gram for $100, because that's the range, this was between the minimum of 60 doses to 100 doses of heroin.
That puts the street value of that amount of heroin between $6,000 and $10,000, depending, as Ney says, on what size it would have been cut down to. For the next 2 days, authorities closely monitored Saradell in custody, believing more heroin might have been hidden in her body cavity, what Ney says is an all-too-well-known means of smuggling.
In this day and age, any illegal drugs, hard drugs anyways, that are compact and small, that somebody's consuming at the consumer level, they have to know and assume that they probably came out of another person's bodily orifice before they hit the street.
All things eventually came to pass, and no more heroin turned up. While in custody, still held on $10,000 cash bail, Saradell called 37-year-old Vaughn Clark. Clark, originally of Dillingham, was in Anchorage, and the conversation between the two was being monitored by authorities. Ney says the two talked about her getting busted and that Clark was angry, saying he had told her not to have any personal use heroin on her at the airport. Clark told Saradell he would bail her out, according to the police report, but he never did. Investigator Ney believes, based on information from his informant, the way the bust went down, the jail phone conversation he listened to, and a later conversation he himself had with Vaughn Clark on the phone, that Clark is responsible for the attempt to smuggle the heroin to town. Clark's being charged with a Class B felony for conspiring to distribute the heroin, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. He spoke with KDLG News Wednesday afternoon from Anchorage, not yet under arrest. He stressed several times that he's not guilty of trying to smuggle drugs to town.
I was just trying to help a friend out who was trying to go to Togiak to wean herself off of a bad drug, and she was taking personal use, a small amount, to wean herself off, and I'm sorry I helped her, you know. I was just trying to help somebody clean themselves up, and because if she stuck out here, she told me she was going to end up dead anyway. So I was just trying to help her out and go to the village to clean up, dry out.
Clark admits that he himself is a user, having turned to heroin after he could no longer get pain medications from the hospital. He says he's never sold any, adding that users aren't sellers and sellers aren't users. According to Clark, 1 gram of heroin in Anchorage costs $200, and that same gram could be turned around and sold for $1,200 to $1,500 in Dillingham, so he understands why people take the risk to smuggle it to town. In the interview Wednesday, Clark said that he knows that abuse of drugs and the mixing of drugs and alcohol are killing people in Dillingham, and says he has lost friends and loved ones himself.
My kid's mother, she got fungal disease associated from it, and it caused her to have an infection, and she died.
The amount of heroin seized this week is significant, likely between 60 and 100 doses, though Investigator Ney is skeptical that it'll put much of a dent in the available supply. He gives credit for this and other recent busts to a cooperative effort between his office, his counterparts in Anchorage, local police, and what he describes as a growing network of people willing to provide information about growing drug activity in the region. Of late, Ney says he's sensing appreciation in town for the efforts to get the drugs off the streets.
I've gotten lots of random thank yous and handshakes wherever I've gone in the past couple weeks based on activities that have been going on from some people that I knew and some people that I have seen around town but didn't know. But there is a sense of appreciation that I'm feeling about the activities that we're engaging in. A common theme that I'm hearing from people that come approach me is I have kids that I'm raising in this town, and I don't want that around here.
Fawn Clark is aware of the warrant out for his arrest, but as of Thursday afternoon, had yet to turn himself in to Anchorage police. Currently facing the more serious charge is Sherilyn Saradell, who remains in custody on the charges of possessing the small amounts of heroin authorities found first. Saradell was expected back in court Thursday on the Class A felony charge of intent to distribute the heroin, filed against her after authorities found the additional 6 grams. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.